surely?
That's a very good question. David, great job this morning. Bradley, whoever you are.
Thank you, James. Thank you, mate.
Yeah, it's been enjoyable, mate.
Enjoy your Sunday, mate.
Thank you, and enjoy your sport, everybody.
Hi, Neil Breen here from Hart Thoroughbreds, and we invite you to race a cracking chestnut filly by champion sire Schwarzia with us. We're aiming at the Magic Millions and Golden Slipper. Broken in and in full training, she's an outstanding type, a dead ringer for Dad. From a speed family, she'll run early and is ready to go. Only $27.50 per share, including GST. Check her out at hartthoroughbreds.com or phone me on 0423024198. That's 0423024198.
AFSL 288213.
Dali Stallions have sired three of the four juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first three home in the Golden Slipper.
Kiyomichi in front from Microphone and Liar.
And the Stallion making Group 1 sired produce.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English sire.
Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
Hi, I'm Lionel Lee. Have you heard about the end of financial year TV drama showing at Bing Lee? Well, save up to $700 on LG TVs, save up to $800 on Sony TVs, and save up to $1,200 on Samsung TVs. I told you it was dramatic. Massive savings on LG, Sony and Samsung TVs just in time for the end of financial year. It's irresistible viewing, especially if you own a business. Now showing at Bing Lee.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 2 minutes past 10. We're going to preview Wagga Wagga with John Scorse. And straight after that, we'll look at the Coonamble Cannonball card with Mick Wallace. But first of all, for Wagga, we are racing at the Murrumbidgee Turf Club on a soft six. The rail is out six between the 1400 and the winning post, and out three for the remainder. John Scorse, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Typical winter's day in Wagga here today. A soft six, mate. Rails out 6 metres, as you say. Some of them are pretty tough, particularly the sprint race and the last, but I think we've got a couple for the punters today, mate.
Well, John, let's take a look at the first. It's the Class Harvest Centre Wagga Wagga Maiden, and 1,400 metres the distance. The scratchings here are 6, Share the Blame, 14, The Anarchist, 16, Hayley Storm, and 18, Ticking Over. And with the tab fixed, number 2, Allied Forces, is the favourite at 280. Ahead of 5, Rugged Roy at $3.70. Your next best would be 9, Jukebox George, which is $8.50. And even number 3, Gotta Want It, that's well in the market too, John, at $5. So they make up those in single figures. Allied Forces, the favourite.
I thought it was the best bet of the day, Simon. We'll get stuck straight in here. 2, 5, 3, 8. This was a fabulous run. Second run for Chris Haber, I think it was. Not a single doubt horse. It got back a mile, and I think there was a fair bit of depth in that maiden. And the way this finished off was terrific. You'd think that the extra 100 metres is going to play right into its hands. And, mate, it's going to take some beating here. It's drawn okay for how it likes to run as well. So I'll go with it to get a little bit of room and run over them. Look, Rugged Roy, I don't think Cora was really his cup of tea there. He got a mile back in the race and just couldn't make up the ground. He had to try and get round them, Jake Duffy. This will be more his cup of tea. Wagga today, the Ballarat run and the Packham prior to his last defeat as a favourite were both very good. So he's a second pick. Look, Gotta Want It, she will certainly improve. I just don't think she was at home on the heavy. She didn't begin that well either at Albury. The debut effort was terrific, and she gets the blinkers on today. So they mean a bit of business out to 1,400 metres on a firmer track. She'll be there. And best of the rest, I thought, was probably 8, which is Bonza Lady, an improved effort last run. And she's going to be in the exotics. So 2 are special, 5, 3, and 8, Simon.
So 2 a good thing in the first, over 5, 3, and 8. Race 2, John, is a heat for the Wagga Stayers. And 2,000 metres the distance. Scratching is number 10, Kurgan. And the market's got 1 Dream Builder, $2.30. 7 Biodynamic, $4.80. 2 Baby Jack, 3 Gentleman Max, both at $5.50. And 9 Bocane, $8.50. So, shorty here, Dream Builder, John, at $2.30.
Look, I went with it too, Simon. He likes it here, Dream Builder. 1, 2, 7, and 9. Look, he wasn't disgraced on the Acton, but he just couldn't pick up under the 62 there. Look, he's been good every run here. Well, two wins and a second from three tries at this track and trip and gate to Blake McDougal for Matt Dale. He's on top for sure. Baby Jack will give him a good run for his money, though. He gets back in his races, this horse. But, well, he has done his last two. Last time here at Wagga over the 2,000, he was pretty handy behind Balmaceda. Swan Hill, he just got too far out of it there. But, look, he'll run well again here. He usually does. He likes Wagga. 7 Biodynamic with little Angela Cooper having a first race ride, Simon. A big thrill for her. And she'll have a chance on this with the 4 off. It gets in really well at the weight. And the last one was okay behind Jeddah Header. So it's going to get the right run to boot. And 9 Bacane, never without some type of claims, was okay in the mile and a half last time. It should run well down in the weights also. Look, I've left Maxie out of it. He'd be a chance. There's a few chances outside of them. It does like the track and trip, Dream Builder. 1, 2, 7, 9, Simon.
So 1, 2, 7, 9 there, numbers in the second. The third is the Advanced Communications Riverina, 2-year-old. And 1,200, the distance. Scratchings are 8, River Charge, and 9, Any Loose Change. One out of reach for Kurt Goldman is $2.15. 3, Torsina is $3.80. 10, Lady Loire is $6. And your next best would be 5, Cape Cluster, which is $11. So $2.15 for the toppy out of reach.
Yeah, well, it just ran him into the ground at Goldman. I've got to go with it again, even with the gate. I don't see it as a huge disadvantage. 1, 3, 2, 10, out of reach. Seems to have come back really well. Both runs have been beauties. And I don't want to tip around it. Your Song should be pretty handy in these grounds. She's been placed on the 5 previously, so expect she's going to take some beating. Torsina, back to the scene of the crime. This was very good when it won here before a spell and resuming. It's had a trial. Got a good gate. It's not without a good chance. 2 Tis Warbro comes back to a 1,200 here. Led up the other day behind Galaxy. It's going to run well for sure. And 10, Lady Loire is the interesting one. A debutante from the Hayes Dabney Yard, and not a single doubt, has trialled quite well. But, look, I don't think the 1,200 is going to worry it out of reach. 1, 3, 2 and 10, Simon.
So 1, 3, 2, 10 there, race 2. The fourth event is the Active Foot Clinic Benchmark 58, which is over 1,200. And the one scratching is 13, Never Tempted. And with the market on the first leg of the quaddy, John, the favourite is number 1, Me Carbo, which is $3.30. 2 Real Key is $4.60. 3 Made in Milan, $4.80. 7 Nordic Noir, $8. 4 Canny Roll at $9. So they're the single-digit runners there. Me Carbo, the top of them at $3.30.
Yeah, not much between a few of these, Simon. I went 2, 1, 3, and 8. I thought Real Key could go well here. I don't really know if the Riverside suited him that well. He on his home track, on the big track now. Look, I think he can roll forward and put himself right into the hunt. A very, very fit horse. I thought he's not without a good chance against these horses here. Obviously, Me Carbo is the one down from Caulfield for Nick Ryan. And probably didn't get through the heavy at Mowie last time, but the earlier form, particularly those Wang runs, have been pretty handy. First go the clockwise, but he's on a beautiful big track and well placed. 3 Made of Milan could certainly be the improver. She hasn't had much go away in both runs since she's joined Mitch Beer's yard. A bit better drawn today, and look, she's going to run well for sure. And 8, I threw in to the exotics, Rocky High only for the first 4 takers. But look, not much separates those top 3 there. 2, 1, 3, 8 for me, Simon.
So 2, 1, 3, 8 there in race 4 over to race 5, which is the Winter Sprint. It's 1,000 metres in distance. Scratchings are 5, You Know Best, and 9, Logan River. And the market here, John, we've got your favourite at 3.40, which is number 7, La La Loopsie. 12, Sinise is $3.80. 11 Rabans, $6, and 3 Gadfly is $7.50.
Oh, very good sprint. These opens they put on here at Wagga are always crackers, and there's a number of chances in this. I went down the bottom, 12, 11, 7, and 4. Sunny, look, down there on the bottom weight, she's got a nice gait. Look, send her back to the trials, which I don't mind the look of. She won last time on a soft, and that was an easier grade, but with that weight advantage, I think you're going to get the right one, and she'll be very hard to stop here. 11 Rabanne's, he's terrific here at Warra. He loves the 1,000. He's always around the mark. He had a recent trial at Kembla Grange, which he won. But he's got that inside gate, which will probably cut him a few corners, but he will get back. He'll just need a little bit of room in the straight. But Shawnee Geimer in great form at the moment. Look, La La Loops, he's the key. Very, very well performed. First up for a long, long time, Simon. But Joey Curran, he's a pretty clever man with a horse and trialled quite well at Wellington recently. So certainly if she's ready enough, she's going to be well in here. And four, My Maha will get back and finish off. Very good race. So hopefully the winner's in those tips there. 12-11-7-4, Simon.
So 12-11-7-4 in the sprint to race 6, which is a class 2 over 1,300. Scratchings here at 2, Bomb Diggity. 4, Future Dreams. 8, Rosie Dawn. 9, Serious Doubts. So they're the scratchings. And on the third leg of the quaddy, let's take a look at the market here, John. 3, Critical Reaction is $2.25. 5, Shipway is at $3.90. 7, Astia is $6.50. 6, Let's Get Animal, $7. And 1, Thistle Do at $8. But Critical Reaction, the short-priced favourite, at $2.25.
Well, she made us rich down there at Coral with Simon. And look, I think she's going to take some running down again today. 3.517 for me, Critical Reaction, out of the 1,300 metres, but she's an on-pace little filly, and she just brained them last time at Corowa. The run prior when Magnavale ran her down was very good. Sweet Knuckle ran third in the race, won on Friday, so the former Anna is just first class, and if there's a second good thing of the day, then she is certainly it. Shipway, Jenny Hoy's got this going very, very well. Last one was good at the Sapphire Coast behind Monagle, and look, raced in restricted room there a little bit. It's got a good gate. And look, the speed is good in the race. It'll be right there. This'll Do was good when it won last time with the 61.5. It got the same weight again. Gets an extra 100 metres. Shouldn't quite worry it. And 7, I thought, was probably best of the rest here. Simon led all the way last time. This Astir at Narendra. And it's racing okay. It'll be on speed again today. But looks like it'll outrun them here. Critical Reaction, 3.517.
So 3.517 there in race 6. And race 7, John, is the last. It's the Tarcoola Turf Benchmark 58 over the mile. Take out 10 Magic Thor, 11 Old Man's Angel, 17 Bossy Rose, and 18 Iron Stride. And 1 My Blue Jeans for Danny Williams is $2.40. 14 Manhattan Zip is $6.50. 6 Bit of Faith, 7. And 3 Hanging with Willie is $7.50. 8 Bravado Lass is at $9. So My Blue Jeans for Angela Cooper. So this is her first day in the saddle, is it, John?
It's her first day today, Simon. What a thrill this will be for her. She's apprenticed to Danny Williams, and he's given her 2 nice rides today. So good luck to the little girl. This took me a long time to do this race. It's open as the heads. I made it 14, 4, 1, and 3. I think it's nearly his day, Manhattan Zip. But Corowa, I don't really know if that suited him that well back there. He had to get back and try and weave through them, Geordie Mullion. He's drawn out deep. I don't know whether that'll worry come late in the day. So I just thought his earlier form was good enough to give him a big chance here. And in an open race, I went his way. I'll give this another chance here today, the 4 Riverbend Chief. It got back and got in a lot of trouble last time. That was a 74. His earlier runs have been good. He's won at this track and tripped from 1 attempt. So gate 2, he's going to put himself there. Obviously, My Blue Jeans with Angie's claim, it's in beautifully in this greater race. And now that he's back to his best form, he was a good solid winner last time at the Goulburn, and he appreciates a little bit of room in his races. So I'm sure this little girl will give him every chance. And 3, well, it's always there somewhere hanging with Willie, isn't it? A good win at Narendra last time keeps it under notice. Very tough race, Simon. 14-4-1-3.
So 14-4-1-3 in the last, and Allied Forces was your best overall.
We'll get the money early and play with their cash all day throughout the day. Race 1, number 2, Allied Forces is the best from Wagga today, Simon.
So you'll be in the mounting yard with China through the afternoon, John.
I'll be in the yard, hopefully with the winners. China will have all the value. Should be a great day's racing on a Sunday at Wagga, Simon.
We'll catch up with you in a couple of hours. Thanks very much, John.
Thanks, Simon.
It's 14 past 10, so that was our preview for Wagga. In just a moment, we'll take a look at Coonamble with Mick Wallace.
Sky Sports Radio has greyhound and harness racing covered every day this winter. Monday to Friday morning from 10:30, On the Pace and Going Greyhounds feature interviews, news and tips. Plus, there's the complete national racing service coverage on Sky Sports Radio.
Tabs, who are you backing? The betting game show that's nowhere near as exciting as a same game multi. Now, a same game multi lets you combine bets like head to head with first try scorer and total points. You can even combine your same game multi with a racing single. This game show, on the other hand, is just me and Tony. Tell us what you did on the weekend, Tony.
Well, funny.
Oh, that's exciting, but not as exciting as the same game multi from Tab. Who are you backing?
Available online to New South Wales, Vic and ACT account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
So it's coming up to 16 after 10. We're off to Canamble for the Cannonball today. A good three, the track. Rails into True, and Mick Wallace is on the line. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Very excited about this eight-race card today. Of course, it is a showcase meeting, so plenty of prize money on offer. And as you mentioned, the Cannonball, the feature event. I've just gone for a little wander up the home straight. Look, the track's very firm, but that's not surprising given that Cannonball is an area badly affected by drought. But I'm sure the track will still play well. Sometimes when it is quite dry here, it can play towards horses on pace, but we'll monitor that throughout the day.
Right, Mick, we'll take a look at the first event, which is the two-year-old showcase over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are Five Matter, A Factor and Seven Divine Approach. And your market has eight Rump Shaker, $1.60. One Elusive Eagle, $3.50. Two Toro at $6. Six Ballerina Magic at $7.50. So an odds on pop in the first, Rump Shaker.
Yeah, I didn't see it as clear-cut as what the market's got it. My number's 6, 8, 2 and 1. I'm putting Ballerina Magic on top. This filly is a trot up really nicely, defeating DeGoey. And it was a very good trial that day. Cleared right away and then debuted at Muswellbrook on the 16th of June and was quite easy in the mark. It was fractious in the gates, was slow away. I got back, was held up for a run in the straight and had to switch back to the inside to make late ground. I thought it was a pretty good run. That was 900 metres out to the 1,200 metres today. I think she's a definite improver. 8 Rum Shaker was fourth at Taree at two starts back after being hampered early on, got back and found the line well. Last start, second at Taree on the 7th of June, was ridden much closer to the speed. In fact, they went pretty quickly in front and in the end was placed, but the winner, Big Parade, just got the colt sitting behind it and was too good. Two Toros had the two trials. I like the most recent trial on the 5th of June. And travelled well, had nowhere to put his feet in the straight. Finished fourth behind Siesta Key, who won at Coffs Harbour the other day. Won Elusive Eagle, best of the rest. Sixth at Newcastle on debut after being slow away. I think it'll appreciate the 1,200 metres. 6, 8, 2, and 1.
6, 8, 2, 1, the numbers there in race one. To race number two, which is for three-year-olds and up, and a maiden over 1,200. Scratchings are 3 Small Dream, 6 Donna Lita, 8 Done Right, 16 Sagacious Savant and 18 Our Nuisance. And with the market race too, Mick, 4 Chambermaids the favourite at $2.80. 14 Vonnegutesque is at $4.40. 12 Southern Strategy also $4.40. And 11 Love Wins at $6.50. So Chambermaid, top of the tree, $2.80.
Yeah, I like Chambermaid. Numbers here 4, 11, 7 and 13. This horse was very unlucky when fourth to Game of Thorns at Muswellbrook in a fillies and mares maiden. Two starts back, was checked on the home turn when making ground and then was held up in the straight. Last start there at Corindai was just left a sitting shot when second to Grand Achiever after she had to try and drag the field up to a tearaway leader. I think it'll sit just in behind the speed today, Chambermaid, and I think she can break through. 11 Love Wins. I finished sixth in a field of 11 at Scone in a fillies and mares maiden plate on the 31st of May. Was beaten 8 lengths, but the winner, Magnolia Power, did win by almost 6 and has since come out and run second at Randwick behind Tomology, so that form looks okay. 7 Swanky Doos had 2 starts, no placings, but was slow away and held up in the straight when 6 to Rufio at Park's last start. And 13 Ultimate Quest is a former Victorian who's first up since November. No trials to go off, but the form down south was okay and Greg Ryan is booked. Numbers 4, 11, 7 and 13.
So 4, 11, 7, 13 there in race number two. The third event is a Fillies and Mares Class 1 Handicap over 1,300. The one scratching is the Emergency 15 Little Effort. And the market's got two Harmonica, $4. Eight Elusive Valley, $5. Three Palais de Louvre, $6.50. Five She Brings Luck, $7.50. And 10 Fine Behind at $9.50. So pretty open field, this one. Mick, Harmonica has was $4.20, did get into $3.80, but now rests at $4.
Yeah, interesting race. I was trying to fit about 7 or 8 into my numbers here. In the end, I've marked them 12, 8, 1 and 7. Putting Snip Silver on top. This mare mixes a form of touch, but she is capable on a day. She flew home late in the piece, went fourth to Smooge at Wellington, two back, and then finished ninth to Comzig when tested out to a mile against stronger opposition at Dubbo last time. I think she got caught in the wrong part of the track that day. Back to a Class 1 grade against her own sex. She'll be just behind the speed, and I think she represents value. Eight Elusive Valley was super impressive, breaking the maiden at Tamworth, defeating Cos I'm Good. That was 7 weeks ago. That's the only real query I have with that runner. But this is a lovely race for her if she is wound up. Snip and Stare, the one, was being restrained when checked and spat out the back, finishing eighth in the end in a field of 9 behind without conviction at Cessnock over the 1,150 metres. One stage, she was out the back, probably 6 lengths off the second last horse, but I like the way she picked up over the last little bit and really started to find the line. A 7 Dusky Damsel was very good first up, went second to General Soho at Dubbo, then had excuses when 7th to Squared at that same track last start. Plenty of hopes, 12, 8, 1 and 7.
So 12, 8, 1 and 7 there, that's in the third race. Over to race number 4, which is a Colt Geldings Adentires Class 1. Over 1,300. Scratchings are 7, Master Cramsey, 9 On A Promise, 12 Dart Street, 17 Kazam. And 1 Toulon Brook is 210, 3 My Vanilla, 230. Then it's double figures. The rest, the best of which, Mick, would be number 11, The Jenner, which is at $13. So, yeah, the market says a two-horse race. Toulon Brook, 210, My Vanilla, 230.
Now, I found the same, Cornella. My number's 1, 3, 2 and 11. Putting Toulon Brook on top. Struck some early interference, went second to Skin Deep in the Dubbo Winter Country Classic last start. Was grabbed late in the shadows of the post. This does look easier, and it does carry the same weight. The blinkers come off today, which is an interesting gear change. 3 My Vanilla was responsible for an amazing win on debut at Tamworth. Was awkward out of the gate. So must have been 5 lengths off the second last horse at one stage. Circled the field deep. And it got up in the shadows to beat Alpha Oz over the 1,200 metres. This horse has a real problem getting out of the gates. Was also awkwardly away in the Gunnedah trial win prior to the debut. Obviously, this is a step up today, but, you know, to my eye last time, looked very, very good. 2 Adson might be the knockout. Started his career with Team Hawks. I think this horse finished a $3.30 favourite on debut. Went 7th to Birradeen in town as a 2-year-old. Does have ability. First up over the 1,100 metres behind Herzog Govner at Dubbo was okay. Will strip fit up, 1,300 metres should suit today. 11th E. Jenner was very brave on the 6th of June when second to Smooge in a Class 1 there over the 1,400 metres after being 3 wide, no cover throughout. But I'll put Toulon Brook on top, 1, 3, 2, 11.
So 1, 3, 2, 11 there. That's in race number 4 over to race 5, which is Showcase Maiden over 1,600. Take out 2 Commentator, 3 Downstage, 5 Leica Benz and 18 Crimson Pageboy. And this is the opening leg of the quaddy. 6 Tapanui is your favourite at $2.30. 9 Elevada is at $4.80. 12 Thursday Star is $7.50. And 4 Get Up Albie, $8.50.
Well, they're cracking jokes, making this the first leg of the quaddy. Fair dinkum at 8, 11, 6 and 14. Very, very tough race to get a handle on. I'll put Brave Matty on top. It's had 30 starts, running 5 placings, but there's been plenty of merit in many of this girl's recent runs. Was second to Harmonica at Dubbo on the 5th of May. That was over the 1,300 metres. And since then, haven't been far away. In the 2 recent runs at Wellington over the 1,400 metres, on each occasion coming from bad gates. I think she'll be a little bit closer in to the speed today and has been twice placed at the mile, which is, you know, pretty good credentials compared to some of her rivals. 11 Thorn Lass has had the 15 starts for 2 placings. That never a factor at Gilgandra first up behind So Good to Me, and then finished second to Moment of Hope at Walgett on the 16th of June. I think this horse will be suited by the 1,600 metres. 6 Tapanui, well, if you're being fair dinkum, it's probably his race. He looks the obvious. He's been placed at Parks and Dubbo his last couple. Every Chance last start, when loomed to win behind Waverton Lad, that was over the 1,300 metres, just couldn't quite finish it off. The breeding would suggest 1,600 metres would suit. It's got a good draw, but just getting short enough for mine in a pretty tricky affair. And 14, Turf Diva, was having a first run for Sharon Jeffries when a beaten favourite at Parks finished fourth to Rufio that day over the 1,200 metres. But looking back through this horse's form, seems to really excel over the mile. In fact, it's been placed at both 1,600 metre runs in the past. 8, 11, 6 and 14.
8, 11, 6 and 14 there in the first leg. Race 6, the second leg, a benchmark 58 over to 1,600. Take out 15, 16, 17, 18. And this market mix, 7 Modern Families, your favourite at 440. 5, True Finesse is 460. 6, Comzigas at $5. 4, The Frick, $7.50. 2, Austin, 3, Scatterblast, both $8.50.
I thought the 12, the Scotsman, was worth an each-way ticket here. Numbers 12, 7, 3 and 4. Caught the eye when third to Sip Hardison in a benchmark 58 over the 1,300 metres, two starts back. And then only beat a few runners home at Wellington last time over the 1,400 metres behind Smooge. He just strikes me as the kind of horse that needs to feel confident about where he's putting his hooves. Always thought he'd be a miler, so he gets to the right trip here today. In fact, the only time this horse has been tested over the mile finished second to El Rey Dorado at Narromine over the 1,600 metres there when ridden closer. A 7 Modern Family's flying at the moment, came from miles back to beat Greenskeeper in Class 1 over the mile at Dubbo, two starts back, then defeated All Bar Comzig over the same track and distance last start. Going well. 3 Scatterblast doesn't win out of turn. Has only won the 3 from 38 with 16 minor placings, but he has been in the money's last 3. He races on speed, has a good draw and is very fit. 4 The Frick, trained here now at Coonamble, has been placed at Ningen, Tamworth and Bathurst prior to finishing 5th at Comzig at Dubbo last time after being caught in the wrong part of the track. 12, 7, 3 and 4.
So 12, 7, 3 and 4. The second leg over to race 7. The third leg is the Landmark Showcase Coonamble Cannonball. It's 1,100 metres the trip. Take out number 13, Uncle Wingnut. And in the Cannonball this year, we've got 4 Attila, $2.25. 6 You Know Best, $6.50. 3 Mr. Pumblechook is $4. 1 Just a Bullet is $7. So $2.25 for the favourite, Mick Attila.
I've gone 3, 4, 2 and 6, putting Mr. Pumblechook on top. But won the Golgon Cup last start over the 1,200 metres. Box seated that day and was good enough to run past season campaigners More Than Art and Adelaide in the straight. Okay, 59.5 kilos that day. Gets down to 54 here after the claim from the inside gate. Races on speed. Will be hard to toss. 4 Attila. I think this horse was suited last time because they really ran along at Scone, which allowed this fellow to get up in the shadows of the post in that benchmark 66, defeating Chapeau's. 2 Molasses was second to Kenny Succeed in this race last year. Went super at Parks, 3 starts back when finishing third to Star Boy, was luckless that day. Only beaten 3 lengths at Canterbury, its next start. And then last time, I copped a bump shortly after the start. Was never in the race over the 1,000 metres last time there at Dubbo. It can bounce back. 6 You Know Best, first up since March. This horse has had a few homes with Teresa Badup, Beric Hayes, and now this horse is with Peter Corn at Kembla Grange. Has won 7 from 39 and looked good recent, winning a recent Kembla trial. 3, 4, 2 and 6.
3, 4, 2, 6 in the Cannonball. And Mick, race 8, the last, is a Showcase Class 3 over 1,100. Scratchings are 3 Eye Beanie, 4 Atom, 6 Chapeau's and 16 Grassmere Flyer. And 2 Bel Diablo is at $2.30, 5 Charlotte's Heart, $3.40, 7 Alita's, $4.80, and 8 Lope de Mango is $7.50.
Well, the money keeps coming for Bel Diablo. My number's here, 5, 2, 7 and 8. I'm putting Charlotte's Heart on top. Overcame difficulties to win at Moree first up, defeating Malia Magic, and then covered plenty of ground, 4 wide no cover throughout at Randwick last time on a rain-affected track when beaten at 3 lengths in a highway there. I think this horse does have ability, does a few things wrong, but looks well placed here in the last. Bel Diablo's going well, 1 from 1 this track, has a very good record second up, 3 goes second up for 2 wins and a minor placing. There was merit in the first up run, went fourth to Wasama at Gunnedah, having to switch back to the fence late in the race that day. And 8 Lab de Mango were something beaten at Bathurst last start when box seated and couldn't get a run late. Flashed to finish second behind Larynx there over the 1,200 metres in a benchmark 58. This is maybe a tougher assignment, but it's going well. 5, 2, 7 and 8.
5278 in the last. What did you make the best on Cannonball, David?
Yes, I've got two best bets on the card. I'm going with the Brook and the Chook. Race 4, number 1, Toulon Brook, and race 7, number 3, Mr. Pumble Chook. And if they lose, we'll be having a sook.
I like it, Mick. I like it a lot.